This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wis Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. One in four voters in Wisconsin cast a ballot Tuesday. The Wisconsin Elections Commission says 26% is the highest turnout for a fall primary election in 60 years. 1.2 million people voted on each of two proposed amendments to the state constitution. Governor Evers says Tuesday's failed referenda show Republicans weren't serious about amending the state constitution to remove his power to allocate federal money.
If they felt that strongly about this thing, this effort, they wouldn't have put it on an August primary. So no, this is a get back at Tony Evers thing.
Evers says he makes no apologies about how he doled out pandemic relief funds. Republican U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde is still declining to talk about the extent of his wealth.
I'm not going to get into that question.
And why not?
Why would I?
Hovde's recent financial disclosure says he's worth about $500 million. Democrats say it matters whether Hovde sells his holdings in SunWest Bank.
We need to know what kind of influence that those that have money in that bank are going to ultimately have over the decisions he makes in the Senate.
State Representative Tip McGuire speaking for the Tammy Baldwin campaign. We're learning more about Vice President Harris's campaign stop in Milwaukee Tuesday. Her campaign now says she and running mate Tim Walz will hold a rally at Fiserv Forum. Tuesday is the second day of the Democratic National Convention, 90 minutes down the road in Chicago. Meanwhile, Republican vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance campaigns in Milwaukee tomorrow. A man convicted in a triple murder in the La Crosse area will be sentenced to life in prison. A jury this week convicted Nia Tau for the killings at a quarry outside La Crosse 3 years ago. Prosecutors say Tau and another man killed three people over a debt. Tau faces a mandatory life sentence. Wisconsin wildlife officials are making some changes to the state's elk hunting rules. The Department of Natural Resources Board is turning the elk hunting season into one continuous season between October 15th and December 15th. The plan also states the goal to grow Wisconsin's elk population while at the same time minimizing interactions between elks and humans. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Beaches are back open in Wood County. Dexter and Northwood County Park beaches are open for swimming. The bacteria count is back to a safe level and you're free to swim. Remember that heavy rain can affect water quality and you should avoid swimming for 24 to 48 hours after we get a heavy rain. The Wood County Health Department will continue to monitor the water quality of beaches through the end of August. The Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over campaign starts tomorrow. The Portage County Sheriff's Office is joining law enforcement agencies across Wisconsin for the campaign that runs August 16th through Labor Day, September 2nd. The campaign isn't about stopping and arresting motorists. It's about saving lives and preventing needless tragedies during the holiday season. Last year, there were almost 6,000 alcohol-related crashes that resulted in 159 deaths. During the month of August, college communities will see students and families preparing for the upcoming school year. Many students will be moving in or out of rental properties and should know what to do to protect themselves during the transition. Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection's Michelle Reinen recommends doing your research.
You want to be sure that you are doing all you can to be sure you're dealing with someone who's going to be able to follow up with any concerns that you have. So never sign blank documents. You can learn more on movers from the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, and they have great documents to prepare you for moving at protectyourmove.gov.
To know more about rights and responsibilities under a rental agreement, DATCP has free online landlord-tenant resources at landlordtenant.wi.gov. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation and Governor Tony Evers have announced $174 million in state funding for road projects over the next 5 years. Here's Brittany Merlot.
The funding will be distributed through the Local Roads Improvement Program, a reimbursement program that can cover up to half of the cost of improving deteriorating roads. Wisconsin will also receive $200 million from the Bipartisan Infrastructure Law to fund more than 150 projects improving the state's roads and bridges.
you can help future healthcare professionals understand the needs and perspectives of older adults. If you're over 65 and live independently, you can volunteer with UW-Madison School of Nursing. You would meet one-on-one with a student by phone or video twice between September and October. To find out more, you can call 608-265-4330. The Village of Port Edwards has hired 3 new members to the Port Edwards Fire Department. John Jansen recently retired from the Wisconsin Rapids Fire Department after almost 30 years of service. Michael Kohler is a current member of the Wisconsin Rapids Fire Department and recently moved to the area from Plover. Jessica Lease has 15 years of emergency service experience as a critical care paramedic, having recently served in Washera County. Jess will be taking Firefighter 1 this fall, along with several others. The Port Edwards Fire Department is still hiring to build their department back after close to a dozen members resigned over the past year, including the chief. Many said the reason they resigned was because of harassment from the village board. Please stay off the playground equipment at Grant Elementary for a few more days. This is still an active construction site, and the blacktop is being laid this week. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers hold on for the win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It went to the ninth inning, but the Brewers able to hold on to a 5-4 victory over the Dodgers last night that snapped a 3-game losing streak for Milwaukee and ended a 5-game winning streak for L.A. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
We competed. That's the Brewers you guys have seen all year. We competed regardless of who was on the mound. We competed. We bounced back. Every inning we put pressure. Most every inning we tried to put pressure. You know, it made a difference.
NFL Vikings rookie quarterback J.J. McCarthy out for the year after suffering a torn meniscus in his right knee in their preseason game against the Raiders, McCarthy undergoing season-ending surgery. Packers joint practice with the Broncos is tomorrow in Denver. Matt LaFleur warning his players.
If guys need to play in the preseason, get in a fight, you're not going to play. The practices are the times to do your work, and if you don't get your work in, you're going to get it in the game. So that's kind of how we've operated around here for a couple years.
That's Matt LaFleur with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Isn't it annoying when you're trying to make out with someone but your spouse is standing right there? Apparently this was an issue for newlywed Tom Cruise and his co-star Gina Gershon while filming the 1988 movie Cocktail. Gershon appeared on Bravo's Watch What Happens Live and said that Mimi Rogers was always present during her intimate love scenes with Cruise. Sounds like maybe Rogers wished Cruise did not insist on doing his own stunts. Celebrities have weird quirks just like you. Katy Perry recently revealed a bedtime routine she does that involves lint rolling the bottom of her feet during a recent conversation with British Vogue's In the Bag. Immediately following her admission, she says, "Is that weird? We all do weird things, and I just shared mine with the world." Fair enough, Katy. Staying in the spirit of this beat, here's a Schwabe health and beauty tip. Never accidentally use a dustbuster on your uvula. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms likely today. It'll be mostly cloudy with a high of 77 this afternoon. Tonight, scattered showers, thunderstorms ending, our low 63. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, isolated thunderstorms 73. The weekend, lots of sunshine with highs in the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry, that's WIS, country.com.